our Father and our God. We thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are everything to us. You are our Father, you are our God, you are our friend. You are my friend. They keep my word and my commandments. We are not our servants anymore. We are the friends of the living God. Lord, we worship and we adore you. Now are we the sons of God. And he does not even yet answer what we shall be. But we know and we are very, very convinced that when we see him, we shall be like him. Lord, we thank you. Change into light in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, the light of life in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord, we worship you. Thank you for a time of rejoicing, fellowshipping together, getting away all the anxiety that this world has to put upon us. Like our brother was sharing earlier in the fellowship in the book of Acts, when they come together in fellowship, they will now rehearse all the tribulation of the day, the persecution and everything. And then they come refreshed. The Holy Ghost will fall. And we know he has fallen among us tonight again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God is no respecter of persons. If when they praise him so wonderfully in the book of Acts and so forth and put aside their tribulation, which he has already warned us before, in the world we have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Praise God. So tonight we are able to rejoice and we thank you for your blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we share the scripture tonight, Lord, we know of ourselves we can do nothing. It takes him to revelate the scriptures. And that's why you came down, dwelt in us by the Holy Ghost, to put us in remembrance all the things you have taught us. To show even show things to come, prophecy and things like that. So we are trusting you tonight as always, that you will bless us. Thank you, Father, for being the midst. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, God relates to his children in so many dimensions, in so many ways that he relates to his people, to his children. But tonight I will speak about God's threefold relationship toward the believer. Yes, it relates to all you and I in so many ways, but I'm talking about threefold, three specific ways that it relates to you and I tonight. So let's see now. The New Testament reveals that God maintains three relations towards the believer. Number one, God is for us. Amen?
Amen.
God is for you. Bible tells us so. So number one, God is for us. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So God is for you. It relates to you in that manner. He's for you. And with God on your side, you are guaranteed success. Amen?
Amen.
Pray whatever you do, you shall prosper because God is with you, is for you.
Amen.
No matter how many of the things are laid against you, no matter how many demons are against you or the world, doesn't make a difference.
Amen.
God is for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That guarantees success. No, God is not a failure, brethren. And he promised not to fail you, not me. He told Joshua, that means you and I too. Joshua 1:5. I will not fail thee. See? Nor forsake thee. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when we know that he is for us, we can be utterly fearless, brethren. Utterly fearless. No matter how dark the situation or how difficult the problem may be, when God is with us, amen? That guarantees success. We can be sure of this. God has the ability, he has the power, and he has the answer to put us over any problem, over any difficulty. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All power in heaven and in heart is given unto me. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So all ability is in God, and that God is in you, is with you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Where sometimes he knows about it too. Sometimes people miss it. By that I mean they sin. Yes, happen. He knows that we are going to do that anyway. But God is for us, right? Even when we miss it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you are the elect of God, doesn't make a difference. He knows we are going to miss it many, many times. Then he made the provision for that also in our redemption. So that's why the first epistle of John, which we know many people quote it to the unbelievers, but it's written to the Christians, actually. Praise the Lord. The epistles are written to the Christians. That's why the first epistle of John, we know it's not written to sinners, because it tells us that, and it says this, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Why am I saying this? Immediately you have a difficulty, all hell will break loose. Satan and the mind will start to remind you of all the things you have ever done wrong to kill your faith, right? But we have an antidote. God, we have an advocate with the Father, amen? Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins. And not for our sins only, even for the sins of the old world, who will receive him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't let him get you down. Just watch it. No matter anything about you. Many of the time when you have a difficulty ahead of you, he will start to block your way by whatever God has forgiven, amen?
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Even in the Old Testament, Isaiah 45, verse 25, I believe it is, he said, our sins, our iniquities, I will remember no more.
Amen.
Isaiah 43, 25. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So don't let him get you that way. Because you have a difficulty, he knows it's going to be a difficulty. And that's why he is for you. He will never be against you, amen? It's always for you and me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So whatever you think you are going to do, just know it's by your side, it's with you. And we're going to go deeper too. God wants to help you and restore you when we miss it. See? So you need to do it. He wants to lift us up even when we stumble and fall. And we are even told in the Old Testament book and in a Proverbs 24 verse 16. No, it's one book, right? The same author. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See? And Proverbs 24, verse 16, telling us that we are even stumble. He says, a just man falls seven times and rises up again. Praise the Lord. Because
mm-hmm.
our justification is from the Lord. He has justified us, amen?
Amen.
Justified means that he never revealed that we did anything wrong at all. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's who we are in Christ, you know? So, and if we are falling or failed in any area, we can't just lie down there, just maybe, I don't know, mourning or being sorry for yourself. No, that's not Christianity. That's not holiness. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, just tell the Lord what you have done wrong. You know, we must get up. Amen. No matter how many times we are beaten down, we must get up again and be going in the name of Jesus. If there's anything, repent and go on with God. Yeah, he will forgive us. Amen. See, that's what he said. He put two chapters there in first John. Two chapters about this same matter. So we see right there, God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number one, relationship. He has all kinds of relationship with us. I'm talking about three of them only tonight. God is for you. Amen. Number two, God is in you. Amen.
Amen.
God is with you, right? So God is for you. Now God is with you. Number two, God is with you. So let's see. Thank God. He is for us. Like I said before, it God be for you, right? But God is with you also. It's with you. We don't have to experience defeat when the great unseen one is for us. Amen? When it's for us, we don't have to experience defeat, really. But he is also with us. Just as it's for us, it's with us also. Number three, it's with us. This truth is first revealed. Even in the Old Testament, this truth is revealed. That God is with us. It's with you. We can get a sample of them. So in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. So, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now, watch this thing now. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. So, Joshua, amen?
Amen.
I will know all the promises of God in Christ Jesus. Whether it's the Old Testament, whatever they are here and amen to the glory of God, amen.
Can
put your name right there, praise God. So, in fact, I learned so many things in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, the verse 9, I don't have it here. Then, this word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but in me shall thou meditate day and night. Then shall thou make your way prosperous. Then shall thou have a good surplus. And every place where the sole of your feet has touched, I have given to you for your possession. Praise God.
Amen.
We know this in the Old Testament. So the same thing, beginning right from the book of Joshua, he said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you also. So praise God. So I want to read a couple of scriptures like that God is with you. As he is for you, he is with you.
Amen.
So another scripture is this. Old Testament, Psalm 40. The Psalms are full of that. 46 verse 7. And then also verse 11, they say the same thing. Psalm 46, verse 67, and then 11 is the same thing. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Amen.
The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen?
Yeah.
These are the things you tell yourself every time. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That is the strength of David. to write it for us too. Thank God he put for us. I didn't just put me there, amen. Say for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? Number one, God is for us. Number two, God is with us. Now, Revelation 19:10 says this. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then in John chapter 5, verse 39, see how the scripture told the Jews, for in them, they know you think that you have another. They are they which testify of me. I just read that to come to my place. No wonder. His name was given by prophecy, amen?
Amen.
Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. His name was given by prophecy. And it's Emmanuel, right? What does he mean? God with us, amen?
Amen.
See, God is with you. God is for you. God is with you. Even by prophecy's name is God. No, God is with you. That is in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. David wrote it by the Holy Ghost. I know that I read before, in Psalm 46, the Lord of hosts is with us, right?
Amen.
And when the prophecy wants to talk about prophecy about him coming and his name is God with us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In John 14:23, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make an abode with him. See? Some of the scripture we ever know when we got saved, right? Sweet scriptures, right? That give us the solid foundation in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the same chapter of John 14:6, it says this. Jesus said unto them, they were asking, how do we know the way and so on? He said, and the way, the truth, and the life. That's what he said. Now, I just read that to read another scripture in 2 John 1:2. I said, for the truth's sake, which abideth in us, and shall be with us forever. So, I read John 14:6 because to show you what is that truth that he's talking about. The Lord Jesus is that truth. He says the truth, the way, and the life, right? Then he now tells us, you can now understand 2 John 1:2, that he's talking about himself. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, the truth dwelleth in you, is that Jesus, the Lord, is the truth, right? John 14:6 says so, right? So, and in us, you see? Dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See? So, it's for us, and it's with us. When we are conscious that God is with us, in all of life's circumstances and difficulties, it will buoy our faith, you know, and we will know that God is with us. It's a good thing to remember. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No matter what, but many times we miss that one too, you know. And we just go into anxiety, you know. Do you know what? At the end of the story, we have to come to the lesson that it's with us. Then we are out of it. We could have saved ourselves a lot of agony, right? So, but you see, that's okay. As we walk with him daily, we are growing up in him. You know, the apostle even told us, not that I already attained, but I'm following after, you know. Giving up is the error, great error. Just keep on going with the Lord. Now, number three, God in us. So God is for us. God is with you. Now, God in us. Amen? Talking about threefold relationship of the Lord Jesus with the true believer. He relates to us in so many ways. Talking about three of them tonight, you know. God with you. God for you. God with you. And God in you. God goes another step further, apart from being for you and with you, he is in you. He is not only for us and with us, but he also is in us. God has made his home in you and me, in your body and in my body. Whether we feel, God doesn't to feel, nothing to do with our feeling, amen? That's what God's children means it, you know? Not by feeling, and so the joy shall live by faith. Praise the Lord. Now, Ephesians 2:22. Talking about Christ, in whom ye also are builded together for an holy habitation of God through the Spirit. You see, all the believers, we are built together a holy habitation, you know, of God, God inhabiting his people, you know, through his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19, talking about God in you. Now, what? Know ye not that your body, this is your body as a Christian, is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So even our body belongs to God as a Christian, you know. So it's going to remind us right here. Now, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we no longer belong to ourselves. See? Now, I say this way. We just disown ourselves because we belong to God, amen? Belong to Christ. You know it. We become the temple of the Holy Spirit. God has made his home in you, in your body and my body. See? Unfortunately, of course, like any other time, many Christians are not conscious of this truth. No. And many of them won't believe it, maybe, that God is dwelling in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So we can go a whole lot of other scriptures about this, and yet they are true, you know? See, God's simplicity is just so wonderful. It doesn't take a rush to be beating our head, you know? So it's in simplicity. If people believe that God dwells in them, they will not talk about their lack of power or ability. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I will confess all kind of negative things because we are not living in the consciousness of that Christ dwelling in you. It's a great mystery, really, you know. It's a great mystery, you know, but it is true, you know. So when people believe that Christ is in them, they don't be talking about lack of power or ability. There is no lack in God. And since he dwells in us, we should not have any lack either. If we line our faith rightly, and you are always dwelling in that, always meditating upon that, that is in you, you know. Now, if you come to pass, 2 Corinthians 6:16, ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, you see, God in you. I will dwell in them. These are some of my favorite scriptures ever, you know. I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Praise the Lord. New Testament scripture for you and me, and so on. That is the reality, what he has done in you and done in me, you know. Let us cleave to our inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. The question is, why does God live in us? Well, it's so simple. To put us over and help us out of any difficulty. Praise God. What is here for? I'm dwelling in you for. Now, the first three verses of the first epistle of John, chapter 4, talk about demons and evil spirits. I want to read that very quickly. And it says this, 1 John 4, 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already, it is in the world in 96 AD. This was written. Praise God. He's been here, you know, any of these days now. I just go to make himself manifest, you know, and make a covenant with the Jews, you know, and say, I will save you from all this atomic holocaust that is hovering upon your head, you know, and I will help you be your temple. I will help you to restore. You can be your temple, I'll help you with your temple, and restore your worship and so on. That's the first 3.5 years we do that. And the second half of 7 years period, the same temple we headed to build, we enter India. And you know what? That's your Messiah you are looking for. I am he. You will say so, you know. Then the tribulation began at that time. Anyway, so let us not go into that tonight. Anyway, but that is the time we are living in, really, you know. So because he said the Antichrist is already in the world, right? He says so. Now the fourth verse begins by saying, or 1 John 4:4. You know, I said the first three speak as demons. Now let's see what the fourth verse says. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Overcome who are the them? All the unclean spirits that talk to you in the first three verses. We have overcome them. And we don't always get that deep, but we are overcome them already. God says so. We have to affirm to yourself every day. You see, then to become part of you, like your physical food. It's of no use unless it is digested, amen? And then digested, then they can be absorbed to the bloodstream and you get strength. The same thing, spiritual thing, you know. That's why I say meditate day and night upon the word of God. Because you go away, you know, if you don't do that, you know. So you have to begin to practice all these things and so that God is in you, Christ is in you, the hope of glory, you know. Now, you see that one right there. So, and so then refer to all those devils and his cohorts. Through Christ, we have overcome all demonic forces. Absolutely. How? This verse also tells us how we have done that. The same 1 John 4:4. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. See? Christ with you. I mean for you. Christ with you. Christ in you. Amen. Praise God. The threefold are relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ to the believer. Well, that's only the three ones, but he has other one, but these are the three I want to talk about tonight, you know. So you see right there, you know. So we see right there. So and the greater one, the Lord Jesus, the one who overcame the devil and his demonic forces, lives in you and he lives in me. How big is the greater one? How you can't even is he measurable, amen? In him does all things consist. Praise God. The one that inhabits all eternity. All the universe and so they are all in him. Praise God. It's immeasurable, you know. And so that, you know. So he's greater than the devil. Always remind yourself of that, you know. You don't know how many times we tend to be afraid of the devil and so that, you know why? Greater is the Lord Jesus Christ who is in you than the devil who is in the world. See? Now, he's greater than the demons and evil spirits. Lord Jesus is. He's greater than sin, sickness, and disease. Yes? The Lord Jesus is greater than any force or power that tries to come against you and I. So when we know that, then we can live fearlessly by his grace. We let the greater one dominate our lives by allowing his word to dominate us. Because the word is God. In the beginning was the word, right? And the word was with God. And the word was God. And then among us, but made flesh. So we must let his word dominate us by practicing the scripture, you know, meditating, quoting it, you know. So, and that's how we do it. That's why we are told in James chapter 1, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. You know, so the Bible tells us what to do in the word of God. So the same verse of scripture says that, when we are only hearers of the word, we are deceiving our own selves. You know? So let us begin to daily practice the word of God more than ever before, you see, in our lives. We just need to act as if the word of God is so. And it is so. Praise God. Mm-hmm. See? And rest yourself in it. David said, fret not yourself because of the wicked. You know? Don't fret yourself because of the wicked. You know? So, but if we don't know the word, of course, then we are at disadvantage, you know. We cannot act on what we don't know. See, that's why we have to know the word of God and be a student of the word. Praise the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. For your own benefit, my own benefit, for the glory of God. See, so, when we are full of the word and incline our ear to what it says, then we will know what to do in any situation. Exactly right. See? We are full with God's word. We don't wait until we are in trouble. No. By daily staying in that word. Cling to it. Meditate upon it. You know? And something that you know. It's doing the word or acting as if it is true, which is always true anyway, that brings God's blessing into our life. Doing the word of God. If you love me, keep my commandments, he said. Praise the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, if God, because God is in us, then we have his nature in us. Amen? It has to be so. If God is in us, then we have his nature in us. 2 Peter 1, 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, the word of God. That's what we should meditate upon, right? That by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. See that? So having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. So I'm saying that because Christ is in you, you have a divine nature in you. See? That's what the Bible is saying right there, you know. And because Christ is in you, his love is in you. See? And we are told in Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You have the love of God in your heart, because you have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, don't let anything derail you for that. Then we come to your mind, doesn't make a difference. See, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So because it's in us, his love is in us. Because the Lord Jesus is in you and me, the wisdom of God is in us there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His wisdom is in you. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and Christ the wisdom of God. Then, church 38 verse. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Because Christ is in you, you have wisdom, amen? You have the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Christ is made unto us wisdom. And of course, righteousness is our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Praise God. You have all these attributes. I have them. And again, only when we really begin to meditate, then it becomes functional. It's laid there. It's latent. It's in there, you know, to be triggered as much as you meditate upon these things, you know, and affirm it to the demonic world, you know. It's a bit manifest. And in Ephesians, one more scripture, that the love of God dwell in you, or the wisdom of God is in you. Now, Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. How can the church make it manifest? Because it's in there. God's wisdom is in you. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for yourself, to manifest to the principalities and power that some Christians are afraid of, you know. Don't have to be afraid of them. Through you, God intended to make manifest his manifold wisdom. So, because God is in you, his wisdom is in you. Now, one more thing about God being in you. We can spend the whole night on that. Because God in you, then the strength of God is in you. God's strength is in you. See? Now, let's get some scripture behind that. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. You see that? A very present help in trouble. Because Christ is in you, then he is your strength. Praise God. Psalm 81, verse 1. Sing aloud unto God our strength. You see that? Unto God our strength. And you see that too? Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, David said, and I can say so, you can say so too, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength. You see that? Because Christ is in you, you have the strength of God in you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, now, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Habakkuk, see all the prophets that are saying the same thing, all the prophets to you and me, and so, and that's who you are. Habakkuk 3:19. The Lord God is my strength, he said. Praise the Lord. Because Christ is in you, you have the strength of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, today we are underutilizing it. But we are growing up daily in him, amen. Praise the Lord. That's why our mind is being renewed day by day as we read the scriptures, amen. And that's how we grow in him, you know, by renewing our mind, by the scriptures, you know. So right there, you know, say the Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like the hind's feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Amen?
Amen.
That's you and me. Praise God. It's written for you and I. All that are written at all times are written for our admonition and for our example. That we, through the scriptures, may have hope. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, one more scripture. In Philippians 4:13, talking about Christ being you, you have the strength of God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He is my strength. He is your strength. So let us not lean to our understanding at all in anything we are doing. See? Lean upon him. Now, and Isaiah, the last one here, there are many scriptures there. Isaiah 26:4. Talking that because God is in you, you have the strength of God. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And because it's in you, then you have the strength of God. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All that God is, yes, all that God is in us. That's why in Ephesians 3:19 we are told, and to know the love of God, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. All this is in the epistle, that, you know, to be filled with all the fullness of God. So whenever you face what looks like an impossible situation, when I face it, confess in faith. Confess what? God is in me. God is my ability. God is my strength. See? God is my health. God is my success. And I'm a winner. I'm a conqueror. I'm a success. Amen? In the face of adversity. Praise God. Don't begin to be sorry for yourself. Oh, when I first got called, don't just call me and so on. I have a saying. You fall into the pit. Why do you want to stay there? Climb up right away. Amen? Praise the Lord, you know. So, confess who you are in Christ. I'm telling you, those demons, you can't stand God's word. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Receive the devil. And we have to receive by the word of God. How did the Lord receive the devil? It is written. Amen? It is written. Luke chapter 4. The temptation of the mountain. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's our example. So, blessed be God. Now, our confession of the greater one living in us will help us to overcome any situation or circumstances that comes against us all the time. It will. Now, sometimes where God's children fail is this. Maybe because what they are believing God for didn't happen physically or in certain other things, it didn't happen. No, not so. The moment you ask God for anything in faith, it is done in the mind of God. Amen. The timing belongs to God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. If you have to come to pass, it's unfailingly, you know, because when you pray, believe that you receive. I just kind of like that. Now, okay, so so right now, so we see that here. So God is for us, and God is with us, and God is in us, amen. And Bible says, therefore, with that, nothing shall be impossible unto you, amen. Yes, he said that with God, all things are possible. Then in Matthew, the 17th chapter, about the 20-21, they give us an instruction. As you follow that instruction, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise God. Isaiah 58 said, then shall ye break every yoke. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, in the name of the Lord. The infinite one is in us. Who can the clay say to the potter, how do you make me thus? That's how he designed us. He designed us to be his temple. You know, his holy temple, where he dwells. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for fashioning us. In the beginning, you made us in your very own image. Then now, in the last days, we become your dwelling place. Lord, we thank you. Let the reality of this truth now, God, dawn upon all your children, not only here, all over the world. Then we can turn. Then we can say, these are they that turn the world upside down. They have come to this place. All those early church, they know this truth, you know. And God made them to write it to us, you know. And Paul began to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, so we thank you tonight, Lord, putting us as if in remembrance tonight of the infinite one who dwelleth in us. As we go this night, Lord, may the Holy Ghost put us in remembrance of these things now. And may we never be the same again. We have been transformed to another higher realm of glory right now. In the realm of faith, where all things are possible. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing us in the reading of your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And we praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.